Let me begin by thanking the team of Castle and DeGette. They've set a standard in the House, and maybe even a lesson for us, that Republicans and Democrats working together can, in fact, do very good things. And I'm very grateful for your leadership. In our House, this is the group that essentially has led the stem cell debate. Let me go back to 2001. In 2001, the president authorized the release of 78 stem cell lines. The problem is they have all become contaminated with mouse feeder cells. Therefore, none of them are useful to research. Some have said, well, why haven't researchers applied for these stem cell lines? And the reason is because they're contaminated and they're not viable for human research. So this is really the first opportunity we have now to see that this kind of research begins in the United States. I join with my colleagues in urging the majority leader to bring the House bill to the floor. We should then pass that House bill. We should send it to the president. And we should strongly make the arguments. South Korea, in its advances in human stem cell research, I think the one thing they show is that the possibility is a large possibility. It is, in fact, a probability. My state passed a bond issue with a dominant majority for $3 billion to set up a stem cell research center. Five other states are following. It should be very clear that the majority of American people want to see this research go ahead. I think the argument has been made that this isn't human life. This is a cell. Just as every day we shed lots of skin cells, this is another cell. It is, these embryos are never going to become a child. These embryos have all been discarded. And so I think this is the soundest first step we can enter upon. The fact that it was done in the House, which is generally on these matters much more conservative than the Senate, I think adds a line of strength that we haven't had in this debate before. So my very simple hope is that it won't be long before this bill will be on the floor of the Senate. And then hopefully all of us will be able to go and talk to the President of the United States. And hopefully we will be able to convince him not to veto this bill, because this bill is really in the interests of the people of the United States, and particularly the millions who are facing catastrophic and devastating disease.